Yep.
And move all this way a little bit. We walk all the way forward. Move all this way.
Church family for all their prayers and good wishes for me when I was down and the good meals they brought. Very much appreciated.
We're glad to see you up there. Thank you.
Can't keep a good girl down.
Sunday at 9 we have Bible study in Mickey's room. Wednesday, they have prayer at 6:30 and Bible study from 7 to 8. And Thursday, there's choir practice from 6:30 to 8. June 17th is our Christian Music Fest.
Oh, not ours.
Huh?
It's in Stafford.
Oh, in Stafford? Oh, okay.
Is that next Saturday?
Well,
yep.
Okay, we have one
June,
the following.
June 24th, we have our own Struggling Issues, which I hope will be a big success. Anybody have any further announcements?
Elma, I know it's going to be a success because a man from Mass Live called me and wants to interview us about the Strawberry Music Festival. Someone had sent the flyer into the Channel 22.
Wow. Yeah.
We're going to have some strawberry shortcake. Some hot dogs and things.
And it's going to be live.
Yeah.
So are they coming here that day?
No.
No.
They're gonna interview us.
Oh.
We have to go to the studio. Just a short blurb about what it is.
How nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, whoever sent it in, I'm very grateful. Mike, is it you?
Yeah, I keep them, I gave them a couple donkey kicks this past week when they were here. And I told them we have the oldest church up here. Why don't you get with it and expose the surrounding mission festival? So Cy Becker is the guy you wanna talk to.
Okay.
And tell him to bring his whole crew up.
Alright. I nominate Mike as our official public affairs coordinator.
Yes.
And I just wanted to make a little announcement. Brian and Lori are back from Arizona, and they're here to stay.
So much scorpions, eh?
Well, I'm here.
Okay. Now we have prayer requests. We have prayers of joy for healing of Sue Caleb.
Amen.
Phyllis Scribner had a hard time breathing this week. And Linda Whalen, she has pneumonia. So pray for her to get rid of that. And we pray for Barbara and Jack, Kelly Morin, and all who battle the flu bugs. Bob and Judy and Charlie and I will battle Parkinson's. Continued prayers for all our cancer warriors, Roger Kerboy, Christina, Kelly's friend, Karen's friend, Doe, Dee, and her husband. Dee's cancer has spread. Continued prayers for Angelica Ward, Maya, and all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Prayers for all the doctors and nurses with wisdom, guidance, and compassion. Healing prayers for Barbara Doyle, Gina Lynch, Pat, who's Jay's stepfather, Jackie's brother Arthur, George Freeland, Kit, my sister Priscilla, Barbara Costa, who was Lisa's patient. Do we have any more prayer requests?
Pastor Gary and Elaine, continued travel mercies as they...
Travel mercies for Elaine and Gary. So far, I've seen some pictures, and they've called on the phone, and they're having a wonderful time.
Hotter weather than here.
Yes,
really?
It's hotter in Alaska than here. Imagine.
Yeah, but the mosquitoes.
Is that crazy or what?
Right
there.
Yes, Charlie.
Yeah, speaking about Brian and Lori again, we want everybody praying and working that they can get a little cottage on the lake in Lake George right here. And just God opened the doors, and they're allowed to make it happen exactly as prayed for, that they get a nice little place out here, a home or a place to rent or both. And we'll watch God do the rest, okay?
Very good.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Also, please pray. I'm still having seizures almost every day. I have been to several neurologists and several medications have not been successful. So I've not taken them because I was having them anyway and I was so foggy. So if you could please pray for my seizures and that my disability will eventually go through. I've been working almost 3 years and they said it's gonna be another year or more. So
thank you. For your seizures and also for Karen's.
Right. Got to talk to Karen, trade notes. Seriously.
Karen's got a doctor's appointment with a back doctor. I just need to pray for her.
A back doctor?
Yeah.
We'll pray for Karen to have good success. Yes, and Art also. Okay, anything else? Well, I guess I will turn it over to our stand-in pastor.
Joel.
Joel.
Anybody hear me?
Sound off.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I told Gail a couple days ago, I said, you know, it amazes me that I'm up here preaching.
No. I'm from Wales, huh, Sandy? Doesn't it amaze you?
You know what, Joel? You don't do anything unless it's always been there.
Yeah, amen. Sometimes you have just one of those days, you know?
Amen.
I have those days, Charlie. Yeah. Yesterday was one of those days for me. And the ironic part of my statement to you is that my sermon today is joy unspeakable. I've been working on my sermon for a couple of nights, you know, 9:30. Saturday morning, I put a couple hours in, I'm working away. I leave the farm, and I lost my cows. You know, cows are missing, you know?
Yeah, I know.
There should be, maybe they were at your house. You know, I found them. They were in the barn, which I never thought about looking in the barn. And I drove around worried. I went to Wales to do a little job. I go by the barn, and I look over, and I see this brown thing. The gate's wide open. Guess where the cows are? So my truck's sick. It needs attention. There's only 24 hours in the day, and I have 32 hours worth of stuff I need to accomplish. You know, and it's just, it's a problem I have. It's a problem I have a lot of times. And the devil attacks you, attacks me when I'm doing God's work. You know? Whether it's in the mission field here or someplace else. You know, when you're doing God's work,
watch out.
You're under God's radar. You're in those sights.
Yeah.
Praise God.
I thought to myself, so now, tomorrow, I'm going to go up and preach about being happy and joyful. Yeah, right, you know. We are all in a battle for joy. And this world does not want us to have that heavenly joy.
That's true.
The devil doesn't want us to have
right.
it. It wants to steal our joy. We need to grab onto that. You know, throughout my whole sermon, the Joy Unspeakable sermon, it talks about don't let people steal your
let
joy.
No man grab it.
The good news, so lots of prayers, some of my devil music, and getting a grip of my poor me attitude, I bounced back and had a great day.
Amen.
I praise God for that.
Yeah.
Can we please stand and sing hymn 21,
Amen.
One of my favorites, and we shall sing all the verses. Sister Jenny doesn't sing all the verses.
I hear the rolling thunder. I
I mess up the bulletin, so we'll go to our...
Sorry.
We'll go to the call to worship.
Huh?
Call to worship 209.
Excuse me.
That's a God incident.
201.
201.
201.
You didn't mess it up.
That's right.
I'll read the light part. Please read the dark part.
Okay.
201
or
201? 201. Beatitudes. I love Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are those who mourn.
For they will be comforted.
Blessed are the meek.
For they will inherit the earth.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
For they will be filled.
Blessed are the merciful.
For they will be shown mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart.
For they will see God.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
For they will be called the sons of God.
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all things of evil against you.
Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the blessing of this day, Lord. I thank you for this beautiful music, Lord. One of my favorite hymns, Lord, How Great Thou Art, because you are truly a great, great God. Mm-hmm. You have blessed every single person that's in this building, Lord, with knowing you, Lord, living in this wonderful country, Lord, having the assurance that someday they'll spend eternity with you in heaven, Lord. We thank you for this little church, Lord. We thank you for the light it is in the darkness in this little town of ours, Lord. Pray for our dear pastor this morning, Lord, and his wife as they are letting their light shine in Alaska, Lord, that you walk with them and you bless them, Lord. Thank you for your holy word, Lord. We thank you for the beauty of the Lord's Prayer, Lord. And as we join together in lifting that beautiful prayer up, our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, As we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Sorry to make you stand up so long.
514. 514.
Spirit washing his blood.
can finally be seated.
Amen.
This is my story and this is my song.
Amen.
Praising my Savior all the day long. So me and my dear wife were passing out after a long day. The windows were open and the frogs and the crickets and from the pond are just making a ton of noise, you know. And I says, Gail, I says, how blessed are we to hear that? We don't hear any gunshots, we don't hear any bombs going off, you know. Hear traffic and sirens of the inner city, you know, what a blessing, you know. Kind of got a little loud towards it after a while. But still, it was still nice because it was different, you know. And we are blessed. And I want to thank each and every one of you for coming to take time to come to church this morning. You know, the last couple of weeks, it's been a little sparse, but God's brought the people that he wanted here today.
Amen.
29 of God's most stalwart soldiers.
Yep. And God said, you're going to get up and go. Some said, no, I got to go to Walmart. But you 49 said, I'm going to church.
Amen.
Okay. Our tithes and offerings. We really have a lot to be thankful for. There's a lot going on. Joanne's doing that Strawberry Mission Festival. Karen has the thing going that she's talking about. In Stafford next week, I went down to get some grain, and all over Stafford are these little signs for the Christian Music Festival.
Yeah.
You know, and it was, you know, there's things happening. There's a light in the darkness being shown from this church and from that little church in Stafford. And it makes a difference because it's a dark world. I've said this many times. Do you ever think it would get this bad? I mean, now when I watch the news, I just think, yeah, there's going to be some policeman that's going to be shot or something's going to blow up. And the weekend on Friday, I think Friday, we were at work, me and Aunt Tom, and I go, so what kind of craziness is going to happen this weekend around the world? You know, and it could be in Springfield or it could be in, you know, Mozambique. But it doesn't shock me anymore. And that's why we need to grow closer and closer to God.
And we ain't seen nothing yet, brother.
Absolutely we haven't. You know,
it's just the beginning.
But it starts not to shock you when people get, you know, get murdered a lot. Things are getting bad.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just
nothing. Well, we got a great God.
Amen. So as the ushers come up for our tithes and offerings. Oh, the newbies.
No, the returnees. The returnees.
The schedule wasn't made to be broken.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for these gifts, Lord. Pray that you use them, Lord, use them mightily, Lord, to reach the poor, Lord, the lonely, the widows, to reach the people that need you, Father God. Yeah. That you multiply them tenfold, Lord. That these gifts, Lord, go out and make a difference in the dark world that we live in. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You see, this is Kim Day.
Good job.
Hello, my big group of children. I have got here jewels, a check for $1 billion, and $100,000 bills, lots and lots of them. What would you say is the most valuable thing in this room? What would you say is the most valuable thing in this room? None of that. What would you think it is? Good.
What did she say?
She said people. Okay, you're gone. I'm righteous. But for your services, you can have a check for $1 billion.
Awesome.
Actually, the Bible says that there is something even more expensive, more valuable. The most valuable thing of all is our faith. And just the way that Tom was sneaking over trying to steal all these valuable things, people, like Joel said, can try to steal your joy. But in the same way that I guarded all of these valuable things, we should guard our faith as well. We should guard our faith and we should guard our joy. Because without faith, you can't have joy. With faith, you can always have joy. Even in the darkest situations, people who are living in lands that have a lot of war going on still have joy. Those that know the Lord, because they know that God is going to get them through, either in this life or in the next life. People who've had horrendous hurricanes and earthquakes and tornadoes destroy everything still have joy, because again, they know that Jesus Christ can save them from no matter what. So, you need to guard that joy. And how do you do it? Don't let people tell you that God isn't real. Don't let people tell you that this is hopeless. Don't let people tell you that you can't do this or that. Don't ever let people tell you anything. Where's the Bible? Anyway, well, we're going to pretend. Don't let anyone ever tell you that anything in this book is not real. Because as long as you can read this Bible, and you can read all the different promises and all the different things that God has done, you will be reminded that absolutely nothing is impossible. And even if you were to lose your life or your parents were to lose their lives, it's still not hopeless, because what happens in the next life? We get to walk around on streets of gold.
Right.
We get to be with Jesus where absolutely nothing will hurt us.
Right.
No sickness, no wars, nothing. It is our best reward. So don't think of death as a horrible thing. Think of it as your reward, number one. Number two, don't let anybody steal your joy by telling you that what's in that book isn't true. And don't ever let them tell you that God isn't real and that your faith is foolish, because it's, I can't imagine not having faith in God. What could they possibly have to hold on to? So let's close our eyes and pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you give us yourself. That there is nothing that is too difficult for you, that even in death, it's a promise of great reward. So, Father, I pray that we would always remember that you, with you, nothing is impossible, and with you, there's nothing but blessings. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. You have no best. Thank you, Karen.
Okay, prayer time.
Okay.
How's Faith and Buck, Sam?
Well, they're hanging in there, but it's, you know, pretty good.
Right, yeah. I see Sue's not here, so, but Ed or probably, he's probably knocking around.
I got a message from Rich. Who, by the way, forgot, he had a cardiac scare earlier this week.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
And he said, good morning, I'm glad to let you know I'm still thinking back from last weekend, not up to mass today. Please let everyone know how much I appreciate the love and prayers. It's working, thanks.
Yeah. He's rich.
I'm sure George Vreeland probably staying out of the heat. Okay, is there any other prayer ones that we... Okay, I shall start and go to Mr. Kitt. Father God, as we come before your throne this morning, Lord, we lift up these prayer requests to you, Father God. Pray for Rich, Lord, that he gets better, Lord. I thank you that the scare that he went through this last week wasn't anything really bad, Lord, and that he listens to his doctors, Lord, which he has a problem with, Lord, and that he does what they say, Lord. Pray for all the elderly, Lord, for my parents and for Neil's parents and for all people that are elderly, Lord, as we go into this next couple days of a real heat wave, Lord, that you keep them all safe, Lord. We're going to need protection for them, Father God, and the policemen and firemen, Lord, that are going to have to battle with this heat, Lord. It's just it's going to be a tough one for the next couple days, Father God. I pray for all our cancer warriors out there, Lord, that you watch over them, for Kelly's friend Christina, Lord. I thank you that she's recovering, Lord. I pray that she also listens to her doctors, Lord, and does what they say, Lord. And I pray in our lifetime, Father God, that we do see an end to cancer, Lord. It strikes down so many of us, Lord. In my lifetime, I just know too many, Lord, that have been taken by cancer, Lord. I pray that you bless our dear pastor, Lord. Let him truly be a blessing to others up in Alaska, Lord, as I'm sure he probably will be, Lord. Let him enjoy the time that he has with his wife, Lord, and that they just enjoy Alaska, Lord. They not worry about whales, Lord, and they just bless the people that are there, Father God. I thank you for this little church, Lord. I pray that you use each and every person in this church that is affiliated with this church, Lord, to glorify your holy name, Lord. Let us be warriors for you, Father God. I pray for that upcoming Strawberry Missions Festival, Lord, that it truly is a blessing to all, Lord, that you bring in lots of musicians and missionary speakers, Lord, that just touch the hearts of the people that are watching us, Lord. Pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that Brian and Lori are back with us, Lord, and we ask you a special blessing on them, and you have been giving them out, giving the blessings. But we ask specifically, Lord, that they get a little cottage below here on Lake George, and that perfect situation for them, and as they join us back together with us and for the cause of Christ. And we also lift up Lori for the seizures that Karen all too is familiar with, and Lord, just bless her with opening the door so that the disability comes through quickly, and they just have the best part of their life is from now on, Lord, and you give them the honor and glory. They will give it to you, Lord, and just bless this day in Jesus' name. For his sake, amen.
Thank you, Lord, for watching over us. Thank you for everyone being here today. Pray you continue to bless Pastor out there in Alaska. Watch over them today, Lord. Keep them safe as they travel, Lord. Continue to watch over Alma. Pray for continued healing, Lord, and also Judy, Lord, for her back. I pray for continuing to heal. And thank you for all the blessings you've given us, Lord. We are able to be here today to worship you in spirit.
Amen.
Lord, God bless the church. God bless all the people who have had that people blessed back here. Lord, be with my wife, sweetheart. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lord, for all the people here and the support that we feel and just the love that we feel that is from you. You use them and
kidnapped. Thank you, Lord, for this church. I pray that we become strong because of your work and your love. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for answering prayers. Amen.
Special blessing on my sister, my family, who she's retiring now, turning 65, and a new phase of her life that is next to be blessed.
Good morning, Lord. Thank you for the gift of this day. Thank you for Joel leading us in our service this morning. I too look to hope that the ones that are getting better, who've been praying for me, will continue to pray for. I looked at my granddaughter Stephanie and her special needs, and I just pray that she hears your voice. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day.
Heavenly God, we just thank you every day for all that we have. We thank you, we remember the things that you have done for us. Mm-hmm. And we pray that you will bless all those people that need special help. Thank you, dear God, for all your love, peace, and joy in our lives. Thank you, dear God. Amen.
Amen.
Can't say it any better than grace. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Father God, I thank you for the blessing of this day, Lord. Thank you for this country that we live in, Lord. I pray this morning for military men and women, Lord, who are out there in the front lines, Lord, ensuring our freedom so that we can be here, Lord. Pray for our government, Lord, for our president, Lord, that you bless him and continue to give him godly wisdom as he leads this country, Lord, for a better tomorrow, Lord. Thank you for these prayers, Lord. Bring them before your throne today, Lord. And we just thank you that you're listening. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
So we can sing number 72, To God Be the Glory.
Yeah.
today's scripture is taken from the New Testament, the first letter of Peter. It's on page 232 of the Pew Bibles, if you'd like to follow along. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen and destined by God the Father and sanctified by the Spirit to be obedient to Jesus Christ and to be sprinkled with his blood, may grace and peace be yours in abundance. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now, for a little while, you have had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold, that though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy, for you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This has been reading of our Lord's holy word. Amen.
Thank you, Jean. Joy unspeakable. I'd like to open up with a word of prayer. Father God, I thank you for allowing me to be up here this morning, Lord. We thank you for the blessing it is to speak your word, Lord. Pray that the sermon that has been written by your hand, Lord, that will be spoken through my mouth, Lord, is the sermon that you want these people to hear, Lord. And I pray it is a blessing to all. After my mother passed away a few years ago, my joy level was pretty low. That's Sandy and Betty, and I'm sure there's a number of other people that have lost their mothers. My tank had just run out of fuel. It was okay, but not really. I was pressing on, but I was minus that joy, and I could feel it. Joy that I should have. I should have that joy through the thick and thin of life. I should be happy I'm saved.
Amen.
My joy and our joy should always come from our faith in Jesus Christ and our belief that one day we will spend eternity with him in heaven. Mm. I'm working at the public house one day after my mother had passed away. I'm on the side of this building, and I don't remember where I was, but I remember these moments, you know. Walking, and it's a pine tree, and it's cluttered with pine needles all over everywhere, you know. And I looked down, and the sun was shining through, and it sparkled on something down there, you know. And I looked at it, and I goes, wow, what's that little thing, you know? And I walked over, and I found this little piece of jewelry, you know. And I'm going to give it to Ed and just show you. It was just the end, and it caught my eye, you know. And it, written on it, it just says joy.
Wow.
You know, and it was just, I don't know where it came from, but God put that there that day because I needed to find it that day. We need to remember that we all go through tough times, but we can never let this world, our circumstances, our wealth, our health, our trouble, or anything that this world can throw at us, steal our joy. The joy that we have to ground in the fact that we know Christ Jesus as our Savior. Ever notice, you know, just like my day yesterday, ever notice that trouble always hits in batches? You know,
Oh, yeah.
It can't be just one flat tire, it's got to be three. You know? And the truth is that no one's going to sail through this life without storms. Trouble is something that we're all going to deal with. This winter, like most winters for me, was a real joy sucker. I'm sorry, but I have to tell you that. In heaven, when Karen was talking about heaven, it's heaven, there's no snow. Because heaven's going to be beautiful. It was cold. It was long. It was nasty. I was wishing I was with Hank and Betty, but they wouldn't invite me, so. It was dark, you know. It was. Oh, you did. It's dark at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's dark, what, 3:30, you know? It's snowy, you know. It was tough to work. Me and Tom were just struggling, you know. And one day, maybe February or March, I woke up and God put on my heart, you know, don't let this world steal your joy.
Amen.
Even in winter. He didn't say that, but that was part of it. In 1 Peter verses 1 through 6, in the New NIT, whatever version that is, it says, be truly glad. There is a wonderful joy ahead, even though we have to endure many trials for a little while. Peter is writing about the hardship that believers are going to go through, times of real hardship caused by, for first thing, that they were Christians in this time. Second was that Rome was their ruler during captivity. Third, Nero was about to burn Rome down and blame the Christians. Peter was trying to prepare them for dark days, as he was trying to prepare us. Now, it really doesn't matter what kind of trials make life tough, no matter where those tough trials come from. Peter here is offering insights for all of us to face those hardships. What do you do when it's you that's going through these hardships? What do you do when you get sick? What do you do when you lose a loved one? You know, your wife, your husband, God forbid, one of your children. You get injury. You know, you get hurt. Karen's got that back thing. It happens. Mm-hmm. You lose your job. You know, I could go on and on, but I just wrote on and on because I could go on and on. Because there's just so many things in this thing that can happen to you that's just like. He does not say, Peter speaks for you and for me as believers, that we have to look at life. You have to look at life from a long point of view, because we're here for a while. Peter speaks to you and me for as believers from a long, long time ago, as well as he speaks for you. He does not say, oh, sorry about, but life is tough. Instead, he gives praises to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 3, he writes, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Mm-hmm. He adds in verse 6, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though not for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. So be truly glad, there is a wonderful joy ahead. Today I will try to answer the questions of why Peter gives us that reason to have such gladness and joy in the midst of hardships, trials, and just everyday troubles that we go through. There are 5 different insights that we are given today to look at. Why should we capture joy in the time in tough times? The first insight to capturing that joy in tough times that we go through is that God reminds us that we are only passing through this world. This world, Wales, is not our home.
That's right.
Verse 1 writes, it says, strangers scattered throughout Pontus and Galatia, and Jeannie did a better job than I will. And they're all over the world. And they are elect, in verse 2, elect according to the foreknowledge of God through the sanctification of the Spirit. Then another version writes, to God's chosen people who temporarily live in this world.
Wow.
When the heat is on, when times are tough, and you're barely treading water, we need to take a long view of life. Our lives here flash by in the wink of an eye.
Right.
I'm going to be 63.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was riding my bicycle on that street.
Amen.
We in this world are truly going to pass away.
That's right.
Then someday, as followers of Jesus, we are going home. Because as we know, this is not our home.
Yes.
We have a heavenly home waiting for you and me. Yeah, it's wonderful being a Christian here on this side of eternity. I lost my place. Okay. This side of eternity. Great, because we have been forgiven. You and I don't have to worry and have regrets. It is great to be a Christian because God is with you. He has adopted you and me, and he loves you. Mm-hmm. Jesus came down from heaven to give you everlasting life. He came to bring you to your heavenly home someday. When life gets tough, you need to hold on to that.
Amen.
The second insight to capturing joy in tough times is God reassures me with a living hope. We need massive amounts of hope in tough times. I don't know how the world does it without that hope.
They
go through trials, and I just...
Yeah.
In verse 3 it reads, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his abundant mercy, has begotten us again in living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Here in Peter's epistle, he tells us, God has given you a long hope, not a false hope, a hope that is anchored on an event in history. We base our hope on the resurrection of Jesus Christ, as it is written in this book, and the history of the world. Our hope is rooted and accomplished and guaranteed in history, which can never be changed. Number 3, the third insight into capturing joy through tough times is God redeemed me for incorruptible glory.
Yeah.
The things we have can rot away, can wear out, it can burn up, it can waste away, it can get stolen, neglected, spoiled, go out of fashion, or we just forget about them and they just get let go. Such is the nature of our perishable and temporary world we live in today. Verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth away, reserved in heaven for you. Our inheritance in that city, where the maker and builder is God, is incorruptible. It will never rot, it will never spoil, will never fade away, never wear out, never rust, never get dull. Part of our inheritance is a love relationship with God that grows and grows, gets better and better. Number 4. The faith given here to capture joy in tough times is that God refines me with genuine faith. That the faith, that the trials of your faith bring much more precious than gold that perishes away. In verse 7 it reads, that the trials of your faith being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though they be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. The trials you go through are only going to test your faith to show that they are strong and pure. When troubles come, We need to reflect on how we can trust God more and more, and He will get us through it. God uses trials and troubles in our lives to build authentic faith, which God values more than all the riches on earth. Two things can happen when we go through tough times. We can either get bitter or we can get better. What is the most important thing in life is not the trials that we face, but how you and me face it. Since I've been here at the Wales Baptist Church a few years, I've seen many examples of genuine faith, you know. There's Doc Green sitting right there with faith. Gracious. Faith in Sandy's mom. Mm. Betty's mom. Doc Bliss, Mickey Burdick, and others. Their legacy lives on in us today. The fifth insight to capture joy through tough times is that God replenishes me with inexpressible joy. In verse 8, whom have ye not seen, yet love in whom? Though now ye are not seeing him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. God today wants to remind you that joy is not something that's just for heaven. There is joy here that is reserved for you today on this earth, for all of us who are born again and living in that living hope. Today, be truly glad. You will endure trials for a while. Press on. God's with you always. He'll never leave you. And my God and your God is much bigger than any tough time that we can ever go through.
Glory to God.
This coming week, we're probably going to have some good times. We're probably going to have, each one of us, have our share of troubles. The world's going to have its troubles. Make a choice. Be happy. Be joyful. It's really up to you and you and you individually. Are you going to choose joy, or are you going to choose sorrow and being grumpy like I was yesterday? Thank you very much.
Amen.
Holy cow. Amen. Amen.
Kit, where are we?
Shine, Jesus, shine.
I know.
That's what we need to do.
That's right.
Hey, just like
that's
that
right.
Thing shined on that medallion. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dear Father God, as we depart this little building, Lord, would you shine your love down upon each and every person that's in this room. That we go out into the dark world we live in, Lord, and make a difference for you, Father God. That we choose joy, Lord.
Amen.
That we choose to be your child, Lord, to make a difference, Lord. Thank you for everybody that came today, Lord. Pray that you bless them and take care of them. In Jesus' name.
Amen.